This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. It's not just AC that the Cal ISO, the independent system operator I was mentioning, wants us to cut back on. There are the now standard warnings about turning off all the lights and not using big appliances and, oh, also not charging electric vehicles during those 4 to 9 p.m. peak usage hours. I think I mentioned this the other day, the irony of the climate change-inspired ban on new gas-powered cars in California that's coming in 2035 and a power grid that is clearly not ready for our all-electric future. Marketplace's Megan McCarty-Carino has that one.
Americans drive about 3 trillion miles a year. Right now, about 1% of cars on the road are electric. Move all those miles from gas power to battery?
I mean, it's going to require us to generate more electricity.
How much more is complicated, says Joshua Rhodes at the University of Texas at Austin. Sure, big populous states with lots of cars will need more, but that's just part of the equation. Take his state of Texas, where in hot months, air conditioning is vital.
Texas already uses a lot of electricity. We already have a lot of power plants, and we do have some slack into the systems.
He found Texas would need about 25% more power if all cars were electric. California, on the other hand, would need about 50% more. And that power needs to get to cars, says Michael Haggerty with the Brattle Group.
In terms of transmission lines, distribution systems, and chargers.
His firm estimates the full electricity supply chain will need about $100 billion of investment to meet the demand by 2030. But unlike, say, air conditioners, cars have giant batteries and don't usually need to be charged during peak hours, says Ethan Elkind at UC Berkeley.
Well, a big thing is to really adjust our electricity rates so that we make it very cheap for people to charge their vehicles at off-peak hours.
One way to take some of the strain off the grid when more EVs hit the road. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino for Marketplace.